Greetings to the brightest audience in the nation. I am not Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church, nor am I America's most popular self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host. He's on the phone with the IRS, so he can't do the broadcast. I'm Doug McBurney. I'm in studio today with legendary pro-life activist Joe Scott.
Hi, Doug. It's great to be with you today.
Good to see you today, Joe. Now, Joe and I have been outside crawling around on top of a truck.
Yes, we have.
Yeah, and we'll get back to that. We'll tell folks what's going on. Okay. Bob is doing a dance with the tax man right now on the phone.
Yeah, it's not a pretty one, though.
It's not a pretty dance. He's been on the phone for a number of hours.
Yeah.
So it's a living testimony, because you hear the statistics about how much the average business has to spend complying with tax regulations.
That's right.
So this is a living example of that today.
Yes.
Bob's main source of income and revenue for his company. He's not able to devote himself to that today because he's on the phone with the IRS. So Joe and I were fortunate enough to get the call from Bob to come in, to swoop in,
That's right. To
pick up the slack. We're the second string, so
to
speak.
Right.
Yeah. I wanted to open with the big personhood news, Joe.
I know.
You know that in North Dakota, there is a personhood bill that has passed their House.
That's right.
And it was going before their Senate like Friday, Monday, Tuesday. And guess what has happened up in North Dakota? The vote has been postponed due to a flood.
Worldwide? Global? Coming?
No,
coming?
No, it's not a global flood. But you know, we're pushing it.
I know.
On that issue.
Yes.
It's not a global flood. It's a localized flood, but it's pretty severe.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only a few hundred people in North Dakota. And so they need all the legislators to be out there filling sandbags. So,
well, that's good work for a legislature
yeah,
to do.
It's
good,
good
honest
yeah,
work.
Good actual hard work and labor yes. that actually has some value.
Yeah.
But the North Dakota legislature, specifically the senators, and I forget if it's a committee or if it's the full Senate. I'm not sure on that. Who's supposed to vote on the bill granting personhood to all people, unborn and born, old and sick, everybody. We'll all be people like you and I, and we could all hold hands and sing Kumbaya. But no, that would be good work for them.
Yes.
If they actually voted, not their conscience, but if they actually sought the counsel of God and His Word and granted personhood to those unborn children, that would be good work for them. But we're happy that they're filling sandbags because we know that legislators are, well, I don't want to comment
when
on
when you're
the
working
North Dakota
hard like that,
yeah.
you think.
That's
you
true.
You think. And they're outside. They're connecting with nature. Maybe God can get through to them.
And there's a dangerous situation, a life-threatening
right.
situation that they're having to deal with hands-on.
Right.
Right before they're called back into the legislature to vote on an issue of life and death.
I'm not glad that there's a flood in North Dakota, but no. I am glad that the officials of the town are out there doing what they should be doing.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's yeah. interesting the way the universe works and how serendipitous things are.
Yeah.
It is interesting. So that's what's happening or not happening in North Dakota. But we anxiously await the personhood news
we
from
sure
North
do.
Dakota. Now, Joe, while we were climbing around on a truck, we were draping it with signage.
That's right.
On the Truth Truck. And by the way, Joe and I, we think we may have the world's record for draping the Truth Truck with its signage.
30, and how fast?
Yeah, 32 minutes.
That's fast.
We don't think it's ever been done
wind.
That fast.
In the wind.
In the wind. And by the way, that we're going to be doing a protest of Auschwitz. And if you're not familiar with Auschwitz, if you're familiar with Auschwitz, that's where they gassed and killed the Jews back in World War II. And now Auschwitz, which is a construction company, White's Construction Company, you may have heard of it. It's one of the largest construction companies in the country. They built the largest abortuary in North America, here in Denver. And I believe that it was in a middle-class black neighborhood. Am I right about that?
Yes.
An ethnically, not you wouldn't call it a
community.
You wouldn't call it a white bread neighborhood, right?
No.
No, you'd call it an ethnic
community. There's a lot of Hispanic and black people in the neighborhood.
Right. And the White's company took the contract from Planned Parenthood to do the build-out of their abortuary, where they've killed, we don't know how many children have been killed there since they opened it.
No, but they do an average of 8,000 a year. It hasn't been a year yet.
Wow, 8,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
So the White's Company earned permanent collaborator status. You know, the folks that helped the Germans to capture Jews and the folks who turned Jews in and the folks who wouldn't hide Jews and turned a blind eye while the Germans came and took Jews off to the gas chambers, they were deemed collaborators by history. The government of France, the Vichy government that was set up after the Germans invaded, they helped the Germans in their efforts to kill innocent people, and they were deemed collaborators by history.
Right.
And the White's Corporation, the White's Construction Company, W-E-I-T-Z, thewhitescompany.com, I believe, is their website. If you want to go to their website, you can let them know that we're going to be visiting one of their construction sites today.
That's right.
Yes, we're going to be visiting one of their construction sites today because they have been branded collaborators.
They are collaborators.
They are collaborators because they've collaborated with Planned Parenthood to build this abortuary for the killing of unborn children.
You know, Doug, these people who are collaborators, every single one of them will say, I was just doing my job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and as a matter of fact, there was a meeting before the Collaborators Project branded them permanent, granted them, not granted them, what did they, gave them permanent collaborator status. They had a meeting with them.
We labeled them.
Yeah, we labeled them collaborators, but we had a meeting with their executives.
That's right.
To tell them that if you go through with this, if you don't walk away from this contract, this bloody contract, you will be branded as a permanent collaborator. We will visit your construction sites. We will do all we can to hamper your business efforts in our community and in our country. We will visit the homes of your executives because you will be branded permanent collaborator status. And the executives of the company, they dug in their heels and they said, all we're doing is building a building.
Yeah.
It's not our concern what it's for. We have a contract. We cannot break that contract. And they refused to walk away. Although a number of their subcontractors
did
walk away. So it's amazing that those contracts were flexible enough to be broken, but White's was didn't have that ability to break the contract that they signed.
You're right. They dug their heels in and they built that thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they built it. Even though they were warned that they were going to be granted permanent collaborator status. So we're going to be visiting one of their construction sites today. Should I tell folks where to go if they want to come?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, because now the folks from White's might be listening. Are we worried that they'll know we're coming?
No, we want them to know we're coming.
Oh, that's right. We're not. That's right. This is a peaceful protest.
Yes.
We're there exercising our God-given right to free speech and to speak out for the rights of the unborn. And I don't have the exact address of the construction site, but I know it is right by Centennial Airport. In beautiful Centennial, Colorado. It's at the corner of Peoria and Easter.
Isn't it 6901 South Peoria?
Well, I think that's where we're going to marshal the forces there.
Oh, that's where
they're going to meet
us.
A parking lot close by 6901 South Peoria Street.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go to MapQuest and get directions and come down there and meet us, we're going to meet there at 4:30 this afternoon so that we can greet the White's construction workers as they're finishing up their day.
That's right.
Now, this construction site, Joe, is not far from my home, and I've driven by it for the better part of a year, and ever since they broke ground on it and they stuck their White sign in the front yard there,
mm-hmm.
I've known in my heart we have to visit this site before they can complete construction, and they're almost finished. So, you know, they might have thought they'd kind of gotten one by us because they thought they were going to make it through this. And it's not a huge project, but, you know, it's fairly sizable. It's like a 5-story building with a garage. So maybe they thought they were going to get by with this one and they were going to do construction right here in Denver where the Collaborators Project is based. And they weren't going to be paid a visit by the Collaborators Project.
You know, Doug, it's so sad that there aren't enough of us to cover everything that needs to be done in a day. As far as the pro-life movement goes and the Collaborators Project and protesting, there's just not enough of us. So some things just have to wait longer than others before we can get to them.
But we will get around to you, Whites. We're going to get around to you this afternoon. So 6901 South Peoria in Centennial. You can meet us there at 4:30. And we'll be taking the truth truck up there with our White's signage draped.
Mm-hmm.
Gloriously draped on the truck. We'll be driving the truth truck. We'll be holding signs and we'll be calling and just calling attention to the fact that Whites are collaborators in one of the most brutal, inhumane epochs in human history, the legalized abortion epoch, the surgical abortion epoch, that began at least legally in the United States back in the 1960s and has continued to this day, 50 million children.
Unhindered, unregulated, yeah, mills all over the country killing innocent little baby boys and girls as we speak.
For my entire life, Joe.
Oh,
for my entire life, there has been legalized abortion somewhere in America, and I'm going to be 41 this spring.
Wow.
Yeah, for my entire life, I've never known a country where there wasn't abortion. But you know what? Folks who are older, you older folks out there, because a lot of people, I've been working for the Personhood Movement, Personhood USA, a great website to go to if you want to get involved and if you want to help. Like Joe said, there aren't enough of us, but some of us provide the hands and feet, some of us provide the vision, and some of us provide the money.
That's right.
So if you can't come out and protest, well, go to one of our websites. Go to kgov.com. Go to personhoodusa.com. Make a donation. Put your money to work in the pro-life movement. You don't have to go out there because it can be, well, Joe, it can be a little bit uncomfortable sometimes.
Sometimes.
Out there on the front lines. What happened to you this morning?
Oh, I was just got my signs out and I put two ladders on the sidewalk so that I can get up above this big wall fence thing that they have.
Now, this is at Auschwitz in Denver.
Right, at 38th and Pontiac.
38th and Pontiac in Denver, okay.
And I've been doing that when it was at 20th and Vine, and
right,
then when last July when they moved to this new location, putting these two ladders out, and I used the ladders to get above the blocking screen that they have up there so that I can make eye contact with the girls that are going in.
Right, right.
And
that
today,
seems logical, Joe.
Right, and it's a wide sidewalk, right, and it's really wide road.
So you're not blocking any traffic or any pedestrian traffic?
No, I'm not blocking anything, and there's no traffic except for the girls, the employees, and
right,
some hotel people, but that's it, and the girls going in for abortion. So I had just gotten everything up, and the code enforcer came and said that I had to take the ladders down. And I said I wasn't going to take the ladders down, that I had the right to keep them there. It's a First Amendment right.
Right.
And it's a God-given right for free speech.
A God-given right that is
first,
codified
but
in our law by the
yes,
First Amendment. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
And so,
now this is a code enforcement officer.
Right.
This is not a police officer with a pistol on his side.
No.
But this is a code enforcement officer. Okay. So you resisted you basically disobeyed his command.
Yeah, and he said he was going to take them down.
Oh,
and I said, he said, I can take those ladders. And I said, no, you can't.
Hey, now, I was crawling around on this truck with Joe hoisting up these banners. And I wouldn't threaten to take anything away from Joe physically unless I had at least one other person with me. Okay. So this guy.
He said, I'm taking them. I said, you're not. And this, you know, went back a couple of times. I said, you go near my ladders. I'm calling the police. It's theft. This
wow,
is a protest, and you're not taking those ladders. He goes, all right, all right. And he gets on the speakerphone and he leaves.
Yeah.
And I was talking to a woman going in for an abortion. I looked up and there's four police cars.
Oh, boy.
Standing there. All the cops are standing there by the cars. And one nice thing, well, no, I'm not going to say that on the radio. Anyway.
See, it can be a little ugly out there. See,
no, that wasn't ugly. I don't okay, want to. It was a good thing, but I don't want to give away what the good thing was because
okay,
they may not do it again.
All right. You're like an undercover agent. You're like working for the CIA or something, Joe.
No, I was on the ladder when
yeah,
they came in. They told me I had to get off the ladder and take the ladders down.
Wait, now this is the police.
This is the police.
This isn't a code enforcement officer.
No, these are police
okay,
officers who were absolutely sure that I should not have that ladder on the sidewalk, either ladder, and that I had to take them down.
Right.
And I said, I'm not taking them down.
Now, Joe, you've been doing this since since this abortuary Auschwitz opened in July.
Right.
You've done this. This is like a routine for you. This is what you do.
I've been doing it for 13 years now in Colorado.
Right.
Yeah, 13 years.
And so anyone who's been paying any attention to you, especially law enforcement officers, and
mm-hmm,
a number of them have been paying attention to you from what I understand.
Mm-hmm.
They generally, if they've been paying attention to you for any length of time, they're not going to come up to you and tell you you have to take your ladders down because you've been there for how many years? I mean,
well, there have
been. So what are these, like, rookie cops just out of the academy or something?
I don't know what they were. I don't know what status they had, But they told me I had to take the ladder stand. I said I wasn't taking the ladder stand. They said
now, that takes a lot of nerve, Joe. A lot of people who are pro-life simply would not have the nerve to look at four police officers and basically disobey their request and resist four police officers. Most people just don't have the nerve to
do that. Well, if I had been someone who just said, oh, yes, sir, I'd have a ticket right now.
Oh, is that right?
You know, and I don't. Mm-hmm. But the reason is I know the history. We have been arrested over and over and over and over for those ladders, and we've won the right in the courts to have them on the street. And now they're going to come today and say, all that's gone. You know, I said
Joe, with the new government and the new administration, you just never know when the law's going to change overnight.
You don't.
But you stood your ground.
Stood my ground and said, you give me the citation, there's a federal lawsuit coming.
All right.
Because you can't keep prosecuting us for the same thing over and over and over when it's legal.
Right.
And then they were going to give me the citation. I said, I'm calling the commander. And I got on to call the commander. They beat me to her.
Oh.
And by the time I was waiting to talk to her, they came and said, you can have your ladder on the side.
All right.
You know, it.
So all's well that ends well, except for the fact that they were killing babies today at the clinic.
Yes, but one baby was saved.
All right.
One baby was saved today. So, and it was after all of that had happened, after the police left. One policeman, I'm just going to use his first name because he's probably listening. I told him. John stayed. He was a very nice man.
Yeah.
And he talked for a long time with us. He didn't understand why we were taking pictures, and he doesn't understand that we have to. He said, there's cameras all around here. But what he doesn't know is whenever anything goes in our favor on those cameras are broken.
Yeah,
or the video gets lost, or it's been already deleted. Mm-hmm. So we need to have our own documentation of that. But he was a nice guy, and he stayed. He was a Christian. There were two Christian cops there today.
All right. Well, that's good.
But both of them don't understand that just doing your job doesn't negate your responsibility as a Christian. Neither one of them did that. They were both nice men.
Yeah.
I like them both. But they think being a cop comes before being a Christian.
Mm.
And that's what's wrong with our country. I tried to explain him. You can't. It's not going to be politics. It's not going to be a law. It's not going to be the legislature that changes this country. It's going to be the church.
Yeah,
and you're part of it. And you stand here enforcing a law about a ladder when babies are being killed inside? Mm. Come on.
Yeah. Well, you know, Joe, you make the point about law enforcement officers, and I love law enforcement.
So do I.
I think that without them, there'd be anarchy and maniacs running through the streets.
I'd be dead. I mean, if they hadn't come to protect me a few times, I would be dead.
So we love law enforcement officers. And, Joe, you pointed out that our duty to God and to righteousness comes before our duty to our job.
Yes.
And it's the same for a law enforcement officer. It's the same for a construction company.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same for a talk show host. It's the same for a salesman. It's the same for a truck driver.
That's right.
Your duty to truth, righteousness, to God comes before your duty to some unrighteous commandment that you get in your job. I wonder how difficult it would be for a law enforcement officer, because it's a semi-military structure they have there. You know, they have orders that they have to follow.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how a law enforcement officer of good conscience could navigate through a career as a law enforcement officer. I'm certain that it can be done. But it must be a challenge, especially when they're sent to a situation like these officers faced this morning. What advice would you give to a law enforcement officer who's a Christian? He gets sent to a pro-life picket, and he's got to follow his orders. I mean, what would you? How would you advise him to behave?
I'd advise them to behave as a Christian first. Mm-hmm. And if that puts their job on the line, so be it.
Wow.
That's what I would say. You can't enforce a ladder law when you're going to see babies die.
Mm.
I got a ticket the other day for walking up to a car and giving a woman directions. She was lost. She needed directions to Paris Street. I got a ticket
You got a ticket? For giving someone directions. What law and or ordinance were you violating, Joe?
Well, it says pedestrian and roadway. But the point is...
Now, wait a minute. Now, a pedestrian in the roadway, that can be a hazard. How did they... What kind of evidence did they have against you?
A picture. A still picture.
A photograph.
Photograph. Well, they weren't there. They didn't see it. There was no complainant's name on the ticket. The police is the complainant on the ticket, but...
But they have a still photograph of you in the roadway. You weren't going to argue with that you were in the roadway.
No, I was talking to her in the passenger side of the car, through the window. She had two little kids. She wasn't going to get out, and she was lost.
Well, who issued you this ticket?
The Denver Police Department.
Well, whoever looked at the still photo was obviously misled by the fact that it was indeed a still photo, and it looked like you were just standing in the street. And he's sitting there, and he's looking at it, and he's like, wow, this woman's standing in the street. She's not moving at all. That's a hazard. We better give her a ticket.
Well, that's...
I think they're biased against you.
Planned Parenthood is forcing them to do that with their cameras and stuff, because that's where babies are saved, in the street.
That's right.
And they don't want that to happen. And when I made it clear to the officers that if you stop me from doing this, 50 children will die this year, and you're part of it. How can you do this? They're killing babies in there, and you're not going to let me stop. You won't protect them. Please let me protect them.
Well, Joe, my advice to a law enforcement officer, and I know nothing about the law enforcement field, would be that your job is to protect and to serve and to enforce the law, to prevent crime, to capture criminals. And you need to do your job to the best of your ability and enforce the law to the best of your ability until the law is immoral. If the law violates righteousness and the eternal and the commandments, the irrevocable commandments of living God, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not bear false witness. If the law you're called on to enforce violates any one of those, that's where you have to draw the line. And I don't think that you necessarily have to resign your post or quit, but I think you have to make it clear to your commander that this is the type of assignment that you simply cannot perform. And if there's any way that you could be reassigned to some other type of duty, go that way.
But if it comes down to the point where they won't, what do you do?
Well, it's like a salesman. Yeah, I'm a salesman, Joe, and I've gone and I've sold various things. And I've been in situations where the folks who make the product that they want me to sell, they've asked me to say things that are not true about the product. And at that point, I've gone to them and I've said, here's what I'll say, here's what I can say, but this other stuff, I'm not going to say it. And if that means we can't work together, have a nice life, and I go on to something else. Mm-hmm. I think it's the same for any job, whether you're a plumber, a truck driver, or an activist. You have to be loyal first to God and then to your job.
But in our culture, we're first loyal to money. They're not going to lose a paycheck. And I understand that these men and women have families that they have to support and feed their children. But look at our country. Hmm. Look at our churches. They're falling apart because nobody will stand for what's not nobody, but the majority doesn't stand for what's God wants us to stand for. So if we turn our back on him, what's going to happen if we won't follow what makes society work? We don't have a society that's going to work, and we're looking at it right now. And we have to make Christians responsible. They can't turn a blind eye to the death of 50 million children in this country every year.
Good advice from Joe Scott to all you Christians out there, whether you're in law enforcement or whatever you may do. And now, you had told these law enforcement officers to listen to the broadcast today.
One of them.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he's listening and he's pondering and paying attention. And if he really does have a relationship with Christ, I've found in my life that you can always find a way to make a living. You can always find a way to make a living because you're responsible to your wife and your children, and it's not like you're going to let them starve. Making a living isn't that difficult. And if someone's going to make you do something that violates what you know to be the truth as revealed by God, something that's going to damage the culture even further, like preventing sidewalk counseling at an abortion clinic, well, you've got to find a way to navigate away from that kind of duty or maybe look for another career. But
I would decent men and women need to be in the police department, but Amen. They need to remain decent, mm-hmm. and they need to understand what they're doing. And if somebody's going to die because you give somebody a ticket and mm-hmm. you don't let sidewalk counselors do what they do. I mean, 100 babies a year are alive because
that's right.
They leave us alone.
That's right.
And they kill 8,000. 100 isn't many, but 100 is 100.
100 is 100. Boy, it's something to consider. You know, the fact that if they prevent you from counseling for 15 or 20 minutes, there could be a half a dozen girls go into that clinic without having an opportunity at the door at that last minute to change their mind. And what everyone involved, you, Joe Scott, the law enforcement officers, everyone in the area, what they all need to consider is that on Judgment Day, we will all have to answer for exactly what happened on that day.
Yeah, God didn't forget the kids that died in there today.
No, and there is going to be a, you know, we have to keep an eternal perspective about things.
There are eternal consequences to everything that goes on in there and, when they're killing kids.
Yeah. And doing right often is not the most convenient nor the most lucrative thing to do.
It's not lucrative. It's not convenient. And mm-hmm. most of the time, it's not fun. Yeah. Today, we had a baby saved. It was wonderful.
That's awesome.
You know, that it is awesome when someone, and you know what saved the baby today? The signs.
Is that right?
The signs did it. The pictures of the babies. She was.
Those are some horrible pictures.
Yeah, they're horrific. But she was in a car with someone trying to talk her out of it, too, which was,
awesome.
Praise God, that woman was there. Wow. So
things working together. You know?
Yes.
So the fact that you were there and able to be one more witness to this person.
Well, their question was, okay, if we don't do this, what kind of help can I get? If there's nobody there to show them what they can get.
Now, the person in the car may not have had that information.
She didn't. I gave it to her. She said, where can I take her that's going to get her help today?
Right.
So I was able to give it to her.
And there are those facilities, right?
Right.
There's the ability of any pregnant woman who's in a crisis, there are people, primarily Christian people, mm-hmm. who are ready, willing, and have the means and the facilities to help those women.
All over the country.
Yeah.
And there are more than enough in the Colorado.
So every city that has an abortuary also has crisis pregnancy workers, crisis pregnancy centers. There is an alternative.
Right.
But someone has to stand up and do the right thing and tell these women that they've been deceived, that they're lying to themselves, that what they're about to do is not have a procedure. They're going to kill an innocent human being, their own child. And that's a shocking thing to tell a woman.
Well, especially at that point when they've braced themselves to do this and they're not thinking of the facts. They're just thinking of, I've got to do this, and my life is over if I don't do it. Mm. But when you slam them with the truth, with pictures, with words, with a hug sometimes is a slam, they'll listen on occasion. And we can save babies. We have 14 babies.
Wow. 14 babies since
January 22nd.
Well, Joe, God bless you, and thank you for your efforts out there. I look forward to the adventure that will be on this afternoon.
So do I.
And we may meet some law enforcement officers down there, down in Centennial.
And we'll be very nice to them.
We will. And hopefully they'll keep construction workers and passing heathens from throwing things at us.
Yeah, especially ice cold things.
All right, 6901 South Peoria Street. Come and join us, folks. KGOV.com is the website. And Maranatha Christian Center, what a great school. God bless you, do right, and risk the consequences.